Next patient is Alicia Snyder. The last name is S-N-Y-D-E-R. Clinical case of a 56-year-old white female that is referred to the practice because of the presence of acute kidney injury that has been present for about 6 weeks period. The patient has Crohn's disease as underlying disease. She has been treated with a Stelara, S-T-E-L-A-R-A. And according to her description, the Stelara destroyed the colon. Colectomy was done, and the patient has an ileostomy that is functioning well. She doesn't have to empty the bag frequently. The patient has been evaluated by Dr. Torres. She says that she was diagnosed with lupus and diabetes mellitus. The patient was given hydroxychloroquine and started on metformin and glipizide. When she went to see the gastroenterologist, the laboratory workup showed that the creatinine had increase to above 2 mg/cent and the estimated GFR 14. The patient was stopped all the medications. She only takes Trulicity. She has been feeling well. She doesn't have any complaints regarding the urine. She is urinating good amounts. And in terms of the Crohn's disease has been asymptomatic, period. The blood work was retested, and after these medications were stopped, the patient has been gaining kidney function. Unfortunately, I don't have a urinalysis. I don't have protein creatinine in the urine. We have imaging that shows normal kidneys. There is no evidence of hydronephrosis, no evidence of any obstruction or calcifications. The patient is as asymptomatic. The most likely situation is side effect of the medication. Stelara is not associated to acute renal failure. However, the combination of medication could have triggered interstitial nephritis. The patient doesn't complain of symptoms suggestive of prerenal azotemia. Once the medication has been stopped, the patient is recovering the kidney function. Period. I'm going to repeat the laboratory workup in order to complete the assignment. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus under control with the administration of Trulicity. Number three, the patient has a thyroid dysfunction. She has a multinodular goiter that is under evaluation by the endocrinologist. We are going to give an appointment to see us after the laboratory workup in about 3 weeks. Thanks a lot for the referral. We'll follow the case with you.